Zok the Mishnah Vayikra Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. HaChoyresh, someone who plows, how much do you have to plow to be chayiv? Zok the Mishnah, not much, kol shehu, any amount. You see, even if you plow the smallest area, you can plant a pumpkin over there. And the Mishkan, that can plow a very small area, and that would be fit for planting something that they would use, a kind of herb that they would use for painting or for dyeing. Vayikra Zok the Mishnah, HaMenakesh. Menakesh means weeding, taking out the bad grass from the good grass. In another pshat, the Batanura says, it means digging around the roots. And since that improves the soil, so it's considered a telada of plowing. Ba'amakarsem, makarsem is called pruning. That's when you take off the dry branches, break them off the tree. That helps the tree grow better. Ba'amizaret, mizaret means, if things are growing too fast, there are too many shoots over here, so you take off some of them to help the rest grow better. In all these cases, kolshu, even if he only does any amount, chayiv, he would be chayiv the karm chatas. Zok the Mishnah Vayikra. And Malakid Eitzim, if someone gathers wood, he's actually cutting the branches off a tree. That's how he's gathering the wood, the Bartanura explains. So we know he's chayiv, but the question is, how much does he have to break off to be chayiv? And we also may want to know, what is he chayiv on? The Mishnah explains, imlis saking, if his purpose is to fix something, what's he trying to fix? What do you fix when you break off branches? And the answer is, sometimes in order for the tree to grow better, you have to break off some of the branches, then it would be chayiv for zareya, and sometimes he wants to improve the soil, so then it would be chayiv for chayrish. But either way, how much does he have to break off if his purpose is to fix something over here? Either the tree or the soil, if his purpose is to effect an improvement, and the answer is kol shehen, any amount. However, im lehesek, if his purpose for breaking off the branches is because he needs the wood to light with, to make a fire with, then the din is, so how much wood does a person need to cook the smallest amount that's accepted? So we've already seen a similar shear to this earlier on, kidei, enough branches, enough wood, levashel, to be able to cook, beya kala, an easily cooked egg. We explained earlier on that a chicken egg is most easily cooked. In other words, you need the least amount of heat. And the truth is, it doesn't even have to cook the entire egg, the Batanura explains. But it would be the shear of a dried fig of an egg. In other words, the amount of the egg that would equal to a dried fig. And in this case, why would he be chayiv? He would be chayiv, the way most Rishonim learned, because of the malacha of kaitzer, reaping. He's cutting off the branches in order to use them. Vayikra Zok the Mishnah, HaMalakid Esavim, this person is gathering grass, or actually different types of grasses, it's Lashon Rabim. Im L'Sakein, if his intent, again, is to take away some of the grass, so the ground is better, let's say he's fixing the soil or so on, so Kalshu, even if it's a small amount, it would be Chayiv. He's trying to improve the soil, it would be Chayiv. Atzchayrish Im L'Behema, if his purpose is to feed a Behema, then it's the minimum amount of shear that one would give to a behema. And that would be kimalai, to fill up pi hagadi, the mouthful of a young goat. Again, according to most Rishonim, it would be chayiv because of the malacha of kaitzer. There's one more shita, that's the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam actually holds that we're talking about grass over here, and the same is true for the previous case that has already been cut. And the reason he would be chayiv is because of ma'amer. He's gathering it together in a pile. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in this Mishnah. If you plow even a drop, you're chayiv. Same is true for weeding. Same is true for pruning. Same is true for removing some young plants that are getting in the way. Even for any amount, you're chayiv. If he's breaking off branches for wood, it depends. If it's to make things better in terms of the soil or the tree, he's chayiv for even a small amount. If he needs it to cook with, then it would be the amount that it takes, the amount of wood it would take to cook the shear of a groigris, a dried fig, meaning to say that amount of a chicken egg, which is the easiest egg to cook. What happens when you're gathering grass, ripping out the grass? If it's to fix it, then it's chayiv for any small amount. If it's to feed his behema, then the shear is kimalai, pi hagadi.